A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 13. Buenos días a todos. Aquí estamos con otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Cómo estás, Carmen?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, muy bien. Esta semana con mucho, mucho trabajo.
Sí, estás muy ocupado.
Muy ocupado.
Pero eso es bueno.
Bueno, eso es bueno, sí, pero no tengo mucho tiempo para hacer todas las cosas que necesito hacer.
Oh, seguro que solo quieres irte de vacaciones, Marc.
Puede ser, puede ser.
Hay que trabajar de vez en cuando, ¿vale?
Sí, para poder...
Sobrevivir.
Sobrevivir, exacto. Y también para poder pagar las vacaciones.
Exacto.
Bueno, esta semana tenemos un texto muy interesante.
Además, de verdad.
Porque, bueno, va a ocurrir
Sucede algo en el texto de hoy.
Entonces, no hablemos más y ya vayamos a por el texto.
Muy bien.
Uf, qué cansada estoy. ¿Paramos un poquito y hacemos un descanso? Llevamos 4 horas limpiando sin parar. Y aún tenemos que abrir la mitad de las cajas y etiquetarlas.
Ay, menos mal, María. Pensaba que no pararías nunca. Pero, ¿de dónde sacas tanta energía? Yo me estaba haciendo el duro, pero no puedo más. Me duelen todos los músculos de mi cuerpo.
Es que hoy he desayunado 2 veces. La primera vez en casa de mis padres, antes de ir a trabajar, y la segunda aquí contigo. Oye, hablando de comer, ya son las 3 de la tarde...
A mí no me digas nada. Este horario español me va a matar. Tengo un hambre que no veo.
Pues vamos a comer.
Bien, déjame que coloque estas cajas en la estantería para que quede más despejada la pieza.
Coge la escalera. Si quieres, tú te subes y yo te paso las cajas, que pesan un montón. Y la estantería está muy arriba.
Vale. Ok, listo. Dame la caja más grande, por favor.
Cógela, que no puedo aguantarla.
Espera, María. Aquí hay otra caja pequeñita y metálica. Deja la que tienes en el suelo.
¿Otra? ¿Esto no termina nunca o qué?
Mira, María, esta caja parece muy antigua. ¡Uf, cuánto polvo!
A ver. ¡Uy, sí! Ábrela a ver qué hay.
¿Está llena de cartas viejas?
¿Cartas viejas? ¿De quién serán? ¡Qué emoción! ¡Baja de ahí, anda!
Toma.
¡Dios mío! Son de mis abuelos Jesús y Carmen. ¿Te acuerdas que te conté que mi abuelo era pescador y buceador? Pues estas cartas son suyas y de su mujer, mi abuela Carmen. No me lo puedo creer. Mira las fechas. Son del año 49, antes de que naciera mi tío. Yo creo... Fíjate lo que te digo, que en ese año aún no se habían ni casado. Mi abuela debía tener 18 años.
¿Son cartas de amor?
Igual sí. ¿Crees que podemos leerlas? ¿O deberíamos dárselas directamente a Consuelo?
No sé. Yo creo que a tu tía no le importará si las leemos. Tus abuelos también eran tu familia.
Estoy de acuerdo. Rory, qué fuerte. Hemos encontrado un pequeño tesoro.
Tienes razón. Pero, cariño, siento cambiar de tema. Pero si no como algo, me voy a desmayar.
¡Ay, perdona! Se me ha ido el santo al cielo. Vamos a comer y después podemos leer alguna carta.
Estoy totalmente enganchada a la historia, Marc.
Bueno, vamos a hablar un poco del texto antes de hablar del contenido, ¿no?
Vale.
I'm going to talk a little about the text now in English, just so that everyone understands what's happening, and then we'll talk a little about some of the phrases contained in the text. So, in this episode, we have an interesting development in our story. As you'll remember from last time, Rory and Maria were cleaning out the attic ahead of Alejandro's arrival, and as we join the conversation this time, they've been cleaning for 4 hours without a break. Maria suggests that they have a break because they still have to open half of the boxes and label them. And Rory is quite delighted at Maria's suggestion because he is exhausted but doesn't want to show it. Every bit of his body is sore.
Me duelen todos los músculos de mi cuerpo.
Maria explains that her energy is as a result of eating breakfast twice, once at home with her parents before heading out, and then again with Rory. And talking of food, it's already 3 p.m, so time for lunch. Although for Rory, it's long after lunch, given that he's trying to get used to the Spanish eating times. He's starving, so they decide to go out for lunch. Before leaving, Rory wants to put some of the boxes up onto the shelf so that the room appears a bit less messy, a bit cleaner. So Maria suggests that he goes up the ladder and that she hands the boxes up to him because the shelf is very high. Rory climbs the ladder, and just as Maria is about to pass him the biggest box, he notices something.
Espera, Maria. Aquí hay otra caja pequeñita y metálica.
Dun, dun, dun. He tells Maria to put down the box she's holding, and he lifts down the smaller metal box. It's an old box covered in dust. As they open it, they realise it's full of old letters. Letters written between Maria's grandparents, Jesús and Carmen. Good name. They date from 1949... before her aunt was born, and they weren't even married at that point. Maria's grandmother would only have been about 18 years old. Rory asks, therefore, if they are love letters, and Maria replies that they probably are. She asks him if he thinks they should read them, or perhaps they should give them straight to Consuelo.
¿Crees que podemos leerlas, o deberíamos dárselas directamente a Consuelo?
Rory doesn't know, but he figures that her grandparents were her family too, so Consuelo won't mind if they read them. It looks like they've discovered a treasure, un pequeño tesoro, in these letters, and they're desperate to read them. But Rory does point out that he's going to faint if he doesn't eat something soon. Maria had completely forgotten about food by this stage, with the excitement, but she suggests that they have lunch, then they can read some of the letters. And we'll have to wait until the next episode to find out what the letters contain. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Una maravilla, Mark.
Una maravilla. Pues antes de hablar del texto en general, vamos a hablar un poco de una frase en particular, que es una frase que me gusta, una expresión que me gusta mucho. Y es cuando María se da cuenta de que habían totalmente olvidado lo de la comida porque pues están tan emocionadas. Y es la frase, se me ha ido el santo al cielo. ¿Puedes explicarnos esta frase, por favor?
Bueno, tiene un poco de antecedente religioso,
sí.
Como podéis ver.
So it is a little bit religious in its sort of reference here. Se me ha ido el santo al cielo. So se me ha ido. Let's split this up and break it down. So we've got se me ha ido. We've got the verb irse in the perfect tense, but there's also an object in here too. Irse means to go away. Ha ido, has gone. Se ha ido, has gone away. Se me ha ido, has gone away to me. El santo al cielo, the saint to the sky. So this is an expression that basically means...
That you've totally forgot something.
You've totally forgotten something, yeah. Mm-hmm. So literally, my saint has gone off to the sky.
Yes.
My saint has left me off to the sky.
Does it make any sense in English, Mark?
Not really. No, you've got to really think about it in order for it to make sense. But it's quite a common expression.
It is indeed.
I think
not
there
sure
would
if
be...
It's because we are forgetful people, but...
Okay. I think there would be an English expression that we could use to translate this, something that's quite idiomatic. I would say perhaps... I completely lost track of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe not exactly the ideal expression for this one, but se me ha ido el santo al cielo could mean I lost track of time, and therefore, because we were involved in these other things, I completely lost track of time and I didn't realize it was time to go for lunch, something like that.
We can maybe say my mind went blank as well.
My mind went blank, I think would be perhaps in a slightly different context.
Mm-hmm.
My mind went blank is still a good translation of se me ha ido el santo al cielo, but that would be more, for example, if you had been asked a question.
Ah, okay.
If you're asked a question and your mind went blank, then in that case you could say,
I don't know what to answer. Okay.
Se me ha ido el santo al cielo y no supe qué responder.
Ah, okay.
Okay, vale. Because I lost my train of thought also in that kind of idea when you can use.
Okay.
Se me ha ido el santo al cielo. I have lost my train of thought, and then I realized what I was talking about and continued there.
Okay.
It's quite specific, but it's good to know that we can use that expression, one expression in Spanish, for different situations that we might use different expressions for in English.
So useful phrase then.
A useful phrase, yes. A useful phrase. And there are lots more useful phrases in this text. But for now, we're going to have to say goodbye to our listeners to the preview version of this text. And we will be back again with another episode, when the next installment in our story, in a couple of weeks. Of course, we are going to be going on and talking about the full text in our extended version. And you can find out more about how to get access to that extended version, along with the transcript and the bonus listening exercises, if you head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. Now, if you're enjoying Coffee Break Spanish, and indeed if you've enjoyed all of our Coffee Break Spanish episodes, then don't hesitate to leave us a comment on our website at coffeebreakspanish.com. Just go to the free lessons area and you will find the blog post for this particular lesson and leave us a comment there. Or indeed, you can leave us a review on iTunes or any of the other places that you may have found this episode, like SoundCloud or Stitcher Radio or wherever. Let us know what you think, leave us a review, and that helps us find out whether you're enjoying it. And of course, it also helps other people discover Coffee Break Spanish so that they can also benefit from our course. Pues muchas gracias a todos y hasta la próxima.
Hasta pronto, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.